The COVID-19 Plan. Your Last Chance for Freedom by Ivan Talbot, King David III. Coronavirus swab tests are really DNA tests to collect your DNA for the rules-based International Global Order / New World Order. Don't take the DNA swab test. They want everyone in the world's DNA. I know about DNA testing. I just had one recently to prove my royal descent and bloodline. That's how I know this coronavirus test / swab is a DNA test. They are probably downloading your DNA data to a computer somewhere in the world, probably the United Nations or World Health Organization, and you know what President Trump thought about them? See attachment below titled The Science Behind the Test for the COVID-19 Virus, dated the 29th of April 2020. By the Mayo Clinic's Research Magazine, where it states, Mayo Clinic's new test for the virus that causes COVID-19 is described in a recent news release as a PCR test. In this test, the goal is to selectively amplify trace amounts of genetic material, identifying specific parts of DNA. Just as a reminder, DNA is the genetic code that is present in every cell in the body. But why DNA? DNA is used because at the most discriminating level, the structure of DNA can tell you what organism is being looked at. In the case of humans, PCR can identify a person using his or her genetic signature. So, the DNA test, as that is what it is, can identify a person using his or her genetic signature. Once they have your genetic signature, they will own you and control you. Once they have your DNA, they can tailor your death / sickness to look like it was a normal medical occurrence. This way they can get rid of anyone who opposes their agenda of world government and population control, which at the moment they have, by your consent, due to the coronavirus. Part of their control is the new coronavirus mobile phone app being promoted around the world to track / trace your every move, and also all the people you come into contact with. Don't download the app. Don't believe anything they tell you about privacy, even if they say it is for your good. Remember, they let the coronavirus into your country when they should have isolated all people coming in for 2 weeks, but they didn't, and just told them to go home by bus, train, car, etc. and self-isolate, spreading the virus as they go. They also said they could not control the virus and must let it take its own course, herd immunity, and deal with it later. That is not how you deal with an epidemic / pandemic, that is how you control a population. Now you see why they let the virus in, i.e. total and physical control of the individual, right down to their atoms / genes / DNA. In effect, they have imprisoned everybody in their own homes and releasing them as and when they require, and if you don't obey their rules, they will fine you extraordinary amounts of money or lock you up if you don't pay. They say they are not going to eliminate the virus, but suppress it. So, they have no intention of getting rid of it. Of course, they can always introduce the virus at any time by making so-called mistakes, learning mistakes, like the Ruby Princess cruise ship fiasco, where the border police allowed hundreds of infected people into the community. They are political robots devoid of common sense and just follow the rules. Now you know why they call it the rules-based order. The police are our enemy, just like what they did to me, false prosecutions, and I was totally innocent, and a Supreme Court judge said I was right and the police were wrong. You can read his damning comments on my website under Australian policy number 27 where he awarded me costs. The rules were made by the health authorities, who let the virus into Australia in the first place. They should all be prosecuted for genocide / murder. If you don't obey their rules-based international global order, you won't be able to go back to work or a normal lifestyle. Remember, it was they who ruined your industry, so they could have more power and control over you. Now they are offering everyone financial help, but you will have to pay it all back one day. It's called national debt, but to who? - the globalist elites and bankers. As far as a coronavirus vaccine is concerned, American doctors warn vaccines give you brain degenerative diseases such as Alzheimer's etc. and not to have them, you can look that up on the internet. Now you see their professed rules-based international global order, i.e. total and physical control of the individual by viruses, DNA / gene control, vaccines and tracing apps. See news article attached below titled "Boris Johnson May Wish Otherwise, But the Old World Order is Finished," by Simon Jenkins of TheGuardian.com, dated the 2nd of December 2016, where it states, he, Boris Johnson, gazed at the horizon and declared himself in favor of a rules-based international order. He was worried at the emergence of non-state actors with contempt for global liberalism. The rules-based international order are playing the coronavirus for all it's worth. Get rid of Boris Johnson and that useless queen, before they get rid of you, and make a complete change back to a normal lifestyle and government/monarchy. As far as the useless queen and her family are concerned, see news article attached below titled "The Queen Has Done and Said Nothing That Anybody Will Remember," says David Starkey, by Adam Sherwin of TheIndependent.co.uk, dated the 1st of September 2015, where it's stated, "The Queen has done and said nothing that anybody will remember despite her imminent achievement of becoming Britain's longest-reigning monarch," the historian David Starkey has claimed. "The Queen has radically redefined the constitutional role of the monarchy," Dr. Starkey argued. "To the monarch's three existing political rights, to be consulted, to encourage and to warn, she has added a fourth, the duty to be silent and make no public comment. What is she good for, then?" And not just on matters of direct political controversy, but on anything controversial at all. How convenient. Do nothing and get paid for it. I suppose that way, you can't make any mistakes. And as far as the rest of her family is concerned, see news article attached below titled "Prince Charles Supports Republic, Keating," by Tracy Ferrier of Op, dated the 2nd of April 2018, where it's stated, "Prince Charles believes Australia should cut ties with the monarchy and become a republic," former Prime Minister Paul Keating says. "Prince Charles has committed treason and is not fit to hold any royal titles." And Prince Harry says in a news article attached below titled "Prince Harry Says No One in Royal Family Wants to Be King or Queen," by Alexandra Topping from TheGuardian.com.uk, dated the 22nd of June 2017, where it states, "Is there anyone of the royal family who wants to be king or queen? I don't think so, and these people are your future rulers." Prince Harry has since abandoned his royal duties in favor of a more private lifestyle. So, you now see how useless and treasonous our monarchy and government are. You now have the choice of continuing with Boris, your useless queen/monarchy and rules-based order, or making a complete change back to a normal lifestyle and government/monarchy. There are no more elections. The only way to make any change is by royal decree/proclamation. And the Queen is not going to do that. Only I, as the most senior royal in the realm, can make that decree/order as your rightful King of England/UK and senior judge in the House of Lords, the Lord High Steward of Ireland, the highest judge in the realm. Once they make testing, tracing and vaccines compulsory, you are finished. They will completely own you and everything you do. In my last email, I stated the death toll was over 21,000. Now it is over 32,000, update, 130,000. How much longer are you going to wait before you become the next statistic? Go to ivanparty.org and sign up to save your lives, children, country, kingdom and monarchy. Your government/monarchy are criminals of the first order. So why are you keeping them in power? If you don't get rid of them soon, they will get rid of you, and at the moment they are doing a brilliant job of it. I warned you all back in 2015 on my website, under Australian Policy No. 28, at the last page, item 5, euthanasia. See copy of policy attached below, i.e. 5, euthanasia, kill you legally, pensioners, the disabled and the sick, population control. Under the present coronavirus pandemic, their new euthanasia policy, my prediction was spot on. The elderly are dying in their thousands and your government doesn't give a hoot. See news article attached below titled "Sentenced to Death for Being Old, the NHS Denies Life-Saving Treatment to the Elderly," by John Nash at thedailymail.co.uk, dated the 7th of April 2012, where it states, "When Kenneth Warden was diagnosed with terminal bladder cancer, his hospital consultant sent him home to die, ruling, there is that rules-based order again, that at 78 he was too old to treat. Even the palliative surgery or chemotherapy that could have eased his distressing symptoms were declared off limits because of his age. What? Heartless monsters. So, dear people, the choice is yours. Choose life, a new direction and an end to coronavirus and totalitarian government, or keep Boris and the Queen and continue the way you are? As to whether the governments of the world knew about the consequences of coronavirus and its effects on their countries, see news article attached below titled Coronavirus Australia, Creepy Coincidences Around Global Outbreak, by Frank Chung of news.com.au, dated 29 January 2020, where it stated, "Outbreak comes 3 months after global coronavirus pandemic simulation last year. Experts from the Center for Health Security at Johns Hopkins University teamed up with the World Economic Forum and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation for an exercise in New York dubbed Event 201. The 8-hour panel brought together leaders in business, government and public health to play a team of presidential advisors modeling the response to a worldwide pandemic of, you guessed it, coronavirus. By the end of the simulation, a mock news broadcast described the carnage. 20 months into one of the worst pandemics the world's ever known, there's still no vaccine," the newsreader says. Speaking to the website Contagion Live at the time, Johns Hopkins scientist Eric Toner said the exercises were primarily educational tools. So, it appears they knew about the coronavirus 3 months before the outbreak, but did nothing to stop it entering their countries, even though the simulation/exercises were primarily educational tools. They are all guilty of worldwide genocide, and if you allow them to continue, so will you. If you told me Boris Johnson's government caused the death of 32,000 people, and still remained in government, I would have said you were crazy, but there he is, still governing you. Your self-professed rules-based order leaders, i.e. Boris Johnson and Scott Morrison etc., are now in charge of you, your economy, freedom, health, safety and direction. The day is coming when, if you don't have the coronavirus DNA swab, you will be socially isolated, fined, imprisoned and labeled a killer and enemy of the state, even if you don't have the virus. By allowing the coronavirus into the country, they made you slaves to them, requiring constant DNA swab tests, tracing your whereabouts and restrictions on where you go. A total and complete surrender of your rights and liberties. And if they tell you they will destroy your DNA samples and tracing data, don't believe them. They were liars from the beginning of the infections. They are even talking about the next pandemic. They are never going to let you go. The Queen is getting very old, none of her family want to be King or Queen and the Queen supports European Union integration. See news article attached below titled Queen Elizabeth Said Future of Britain Lies in EU, Declassified German Diplomatic Records Show, by John Stone, from MSN.com, dated 21 May 2019, where it stated, "The Queen expressed support for EU integration at a historic meeting with German diplomats, a declassified account of a meeting shows. So, it appears none of the royal family are interested in the United Kingdom staying as a monarchy or want to be king or queen, how sad. Except me. As my DNA has revealed, I am the most senior royal person in the realm, the crown of England therefore falls to me as the rightful king of England and the solution to all your problems. Check out my website, ivanparty.org about and homepages if you don't believe me. So, don't take 1. The coronavirus DNA swab test. 2. The coronavirus phone app. 3. The coronavirus vaccine. 4. Their advice to send your children back to school. They will spread the virus and start a new pandemic. The only reason they want your children to go back to school is for financial reasons, like they did initially by letting the virus in the country in the first place. All they care about are their financial profits. Follow the rules. Track and trace. Can you see the rules-based international order now? If not, see down the bottom of this page. For New World Order campaign by me back in 1994, 26 years ago. I am the only person you can trust to delete all your personal information held by the government, unless you think you can trust the New World Order/Rules-Based International Global Order, the United Nations/World Health Organization. So, you see how cunning your politicians and queen were. They didn't tell you the coronavirus swab was a DNA test. Only I warned you. You are now in the hands of the New World Order / rules-based order. Only I can immediately save you by royal decree. Send this information far and wide for the sake of you and your family's lives. From Ivan Talbot, King David III as of right. P.S. The Indian government has just made the phone tracing app mandatory. See news article attached below, titled India Makes Government's Coronavirus Tracing App Mandatory for All Workers, by abc.net.au, dated 3 May 2020, where it's stated, India has mandated that all public and private sector employees use a government-backed Bluetooth tracing app. Are you surprised that the rules-based order found a way to shackle you? And is it just a coincidence that the coronavirus has appeared on the world scene at this moment in time so they can flog us with their rules, rules, rules? I don't think so. They are certainly living up to their name. Your freedom will be gone forever if you don't take decisive action now. Australia is being held up to the world, because of its low coronavirus infections, as a prime example of the rules-based order at work, unbeknown to Australians. May 2020 update. New words in DNA testing, asymptomatic and lingering presence. You figure out what their next move is, compulsory DNA testing or you cannot go back to work? No work, no income. You didn't listen to my warnings back in 1994, you are all dying, what more could I have done? What more can I do? A lot more, that's for sure. 26 years later your new world order is here and in absolute control of society / the world. The real solution is to find a person / leader who knows what is going on. Your politicians say they don't. See newspaper advert attached below titled New World Order, The 7 Deadly Sins of the New World Order, dated 4 July, 1994, where it accurately stated. You are being conditioned for the New World Order. That is why. 1. Farmers are being brought to their knees, primary industry destroyed. 2. Unemployment is high, control of population, how accurate, demoralization of society. 3. Interest rates are low, no income. 4. Industry is being brought to its knees. Manipulation of economy. 5. There is no law and order, anarchy, uncontrollable police force. 6. Justice, repression of society by law, how accurate is that? 7. Governments do not do the will of the people, proxy governments, national cabinet. Wake up Australia, your children's future is in your hands. Do you want freedom or slavery? The real agenda is to present the ultimate solution, just like Hitler. A new world order. Stop the new world order before it stops you, too late. Ivan Talbot. President. So, you see how accurately I predicted the future 26 years ago? You have one final chance to save your lives and I am it.